sound of a thousand footsteps echo behind me as the barmaid fixes my drink and hands it to me with a flirtatious smile that can only be interpreted as patronizing. She's too young to be a fan, either of my music or my middle-aged appearance. My hair is abundant as ever, my weight has never been an issue, but cosmetic technology is accelerating at such a rate that the gap between the young and the old is ever growing. If you could take a picture of me now and show it to my teenage self, I'd have been thrilled at the prospect of looking this good on my 50th birthday. The trouble is, I still look 30 years older than the barmaid. But while there's no slowing the passage of time, the novelty of the silent disco never wears off. Everyone is dancing to a different tune, yet dancing together. Poetry in motion. I click my earpod back on and load Woke Up This Morning by Alabama 3, the full album version with a spoken word intro. Dave catches sight of me mouthing along and tunes his frequency into mine. We boogie across the dance floor to the others, Vanessa and Lily apparently in sync with each other, while Ed does a kind of double speed ska pogo, no doubt listening to the hardcore version of 99 Red Balloons. The track fades. I tap my ring finger into my leg, tuning into Vanessa's frequency. She's dancing to a funky Spanish language salsa track, and Lily's approving nod confirms that she is too. I mirror their movements for a while, before craving lyrics I can understand, clip the earpod back into remix mode. A Buck 65 acapella keeps me anchored while I flick through 6 decades of beats and bass lines. I loop the riff from Subterranean Homesick Blues with a beat from Justified and Ancient, and fuse them with some keyboard stabs from Nick Cave's Red Right Hand. I mute the vocals, set the earpod to heartbeat mode, and increase the speed of my dancing until my composition arrives at a pleasing tempo. I add some loop hand claps from Cinnamon, and even amuse myself sampling the silence from Feline Dream, in tribute to Alexa. Now armed with a decent backing track, I overlay the rap from Atmosphere's Party for the Fight to Right, and Lily's backing vocals from Epilogue, shortly before Lily eavesdrops on my soundtrack and gives me a knowing smile. To Vanessa, locking eyes with my true love and maneuvering my limbs into the spaces left by hers just milliseconds ago. She tunes into my frequency and we groove to my remix until it fades, and shuffle mode kicks back in with the full version of Cinnamon. This prompts us to get seriously down and dirty, the borderline obscene gyrations of my wife's hips melting away the years and injecting me with a vital dose of young lust. I swivel on the spot, somehow establishing a routine where after each 90 degree rotation, I find myself face to face with either Vanessa, Lily, Ed or Dave, who mirror my hand movements and mouth birthday congratulations upon each moment of eye contact. We're all dancing to the same tune now. Layers of instruments fall away, and I find myself spotlit and surrounded by hundreds of synchronized tap dancers, their echoing footsteps perfectly coinciding with Cinnamon's breakdown of rhythmic hand clapping. I keep spinning, not wanting to break the symmetry. Lily throws her hands above her head, and Dave guides her hips with his hands. Ed and Vanessa mirror each other, conducting imaginary orchestras as the guitars, piano and vocals return, and the track swells to a simmering climax. Alone in the eye of the storm, I am ageless and eternal. The song ends. Unsure of what to follow it with, I do something incredibly stupid. I flick past heartbeat remix and shuffle modes, and instead queue up a straightforward rendition of Alexa's final single, All I wanna do is find love before I die. All is fine until I reach the chorus, at which point I catch a glimpse of Alexa's skeleton dancing opposite me. I close my eyes and keep moving. This appears to be a private hallucination. Just keep the rhythm. Left foot, then right foot. What the fuck do you know about the rate of human decomposition anyway, you fucking squeamish cunt? What makes you think Alexa is already a shiny skeleton, pink, clean and perfectly preserved? It's only been 5 years. Maybe pieces of rotting brain still cling to her skull. Maybe maggots violate her body cavities in this very moment. Maybe that smile we love so much is now nothing more than a dirty array of crushed teeth. And her eyes are merged with shit and soil and underground mucus. And Alexa is dead, and I am dying, and Vanessa is dying, and everyone is fucking dying in agonizing slow motion, and I want no part of this. Push past Vanessa and Lily and find myself staggering across the dance floor, puking on expensive shoes and bursting into the bathroom and kneeling in urine and vomiting again, this time onto shit-stained porcelain. My head lolls to one side under the weight of the nausea, and I catch sight of a crushed spider on a wall tower, which triggers another bout of furious retching. Something snaps in my brain and I feel myself disintegrate. This is hell. I awake briefly, but a demon stabs me in the throat with a cattle prod and I lose it again. Hours pass in total darkness. Well, that's it, I tell Vanessa, hugging the duvet to my knees. The party's over. Vanessa places a tray on the bedside table containing a small joint, some detox tea, and a tiny speaker emanating soothing atonal music. She doesn't respond to my complaint. That's it then, I persist. I clearly can't hack it anymore. I guess I'll just wait to die. At least my midlife crisis is well timed, bang on my half century. You're not having a midlife crisis, says Vanessa. It was just a panic attack. You need to rest now. It wasn't a panic attack. This was something else, like a realization of mortality. I look at my hands. One day these hands will not exist. You've only just realized that we're mortal? No, I'm used to the idea that our life ends one day. But tonight it felt like I actually realized what that meant. Not just the end of a story, but the death and disintegration of the body. One day my body will either be burnt or buried. I can't handle that idea. Don't think about it, says Vanessa. It's a long way off. I can't help it. I keep thinking about Alexa. I know it sounds weird, but I think I'd have actually preferred it if she was cremated. At least then I'd know she was out there in the breeze somewhere, rather than rotting underground. Why, asks Vanessa. Because cremation causes the body to disintegrate quicker? Without consciousness, what's the difference? I start to cry. My wife embraces me. I don't want to go clubbing anymore, I tell her. I'm too old. You're not too old, says Vanessa, but you don't have to do anything you don't want to. I just can't handle it. The intensity of the emotions. All that fucking music. At least when I make my own music, the process is relatively controlled. I can't keep putting myself at the mercy of melodies. My heart can't handle it. Was it Cinnamon? Asks Vanessa. Did it remind you of a funeral? Ignoring my wife, I leave the bedroom and head downstairs to my studio. Closing the soundproof door behind me, I grip Dave's baseball bat in both hands and destroy a dozen racks of priceless vinyl before returning to the bedroom. Don't mention the funeral again, I tell Vanessa. Don't mention death or Alexa or anything to do with human biology. I have nothing to celebrate. The party's over. Enough, says Vanessa. There's always something to celebrate. What about this party? What party? This party, says Vanessa, waving her hands about. Our life. Being alive. Being in love. Raising a family. What about it? You know, celebrating isn't just something you do with old friends when you've got a drink in your hand and a joint in the other. Every time you open your eyes in the morning, it should be a celebration. I say nothing. I know you've had a hard time getting over Alexa, says Vanessa. I really understand that. But you don't need to give up on life just because of it. That's the last thing Alexa would want. You have a loving wife and a genius son, and you get to spend most of your time making music. Surely that's something to celebrate. I know that, but why am I feeling so shit? I don't seem to get any wiser as I get older. Join the club, says Vanessa. You're not doing too badly. Vanessa undresses. Her body is still very much something to celebrate. I love you, she says. I love you too, I reply, and I mean it. But depression still beckons me. I can't believe my 50th birthday party was cut short by my pathetic morbidity. Whatever happened to rock and roll? I light the joint and glance at the bedside clock. 1:54 AM. I could still make it back to the club for an hour and a half of doomed denial. Or I could put on my favourite album and lie in bed with my true love in my arms, celebrating.